Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
We just play this song because me and Sid laugh about it after I discuss the fact that Dean Martin recorded this probably in the middle of June in Los Angeles in one take, and sounds like he could give less than a rat's patootie about Christmas. Just hurry this up. I have golf to play. I have a tea time. I hate this song, and I hate Christmas. And these chicks singing. Shut up.
As the shoppers rush home with their treasures.
Yeah, he sounds really, really into it.
Hear the snow cracks, see the gears bunch. This is Santa's big suit.
Hello, it is. And above all, well, it's over, is what it is. We got nothing. It's December 19th, 2017.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells. Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
6 days until the big day is here. A week from now, this will all be over. And you'll be relieved and in debt up to your eyeballs.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Silver bells, silver bells.
And he grabbed his golf clubs and bolted. The great Dean Martin. And we miss him. Hello. It's kind of warm out, 47 degrees. There's a fog advisory, but there's no fog. So you can probably pass on that. I didn't see anything from South Haven to here. So the roads are kind of thinning out, and people are, I guess this is the last day for school in the city schools. Many folks are already done. So it's all slowing down. The news cycle is slowing down. All of my news services are done for the year. So we have no news. And that's probably all for the best.
Probably.
We have two guests, thankfully. Otherwise, it would be a really, really long day. Wes is off. Me and Sid are here trying to inspire ourselves to carry on. And we will, of course, and play some music and whatnot. And we wish you a safe day. And many folks are already traveling. I can't imagine. Today is Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. So the Atlanta airport fiasco went down on Sunday. There are still people sitting there, and they may be there for several more days as they try to find people's their bags for God knows where. They can't find luggage. People can't get home. They had to reschedule all these flights on Delta, especially American and Southwest. So that thing was a wake-up call for a bunch of people. In Atlanta, the mayor down there didn't say a word to the media for 6 hours as he just watched this whole thing be a dumpster fire. It was awful. That airport is huge, and it went dark for 11 hours in its entirety. They had some places on and off. There was no food. There was no drink. They had bathrooms. Cell phones, I guess, were the savior of the day for flashlights and just to call somebody. But they still are getting people home as best as they can on flights that were already full this week. And they have, let's say, 4 or 5 seats on each plane, trying to cram somebody on to get them home. So, man, this thing was a disaster. And their big question now about, how this is a sign to terrorists of how to mess us up, shut down the airports. And that's not really a good sign to send to anybody. But there was a fire in one of these tunnels underneath the airport or something. But it took out their backup generator, which is not at all comforting. And the whole thing is a nightmare for these people. So they are trying to step and fetch and apologize and explain what happened, which is no consolation to anybody who's sitting there with their crank in their hand, trying to get, you know, just they're just lost on a Tuesday trying to get home. And yippee, this is why, unless it is of major importance and planned out in advance extremely well, I have no interest in flying anywhere. There's just always something going wrong. But people fly by the millions every day, and I guess you just get used to it. If you have a bad experience, you get kind of, you know, gun-shy and go, you know what, lost bags and all that nonsense. I'm just over it. But sometimes you have to. So folks have flown around for the holidays, and there is more to come this week especially, and this weekend. So they got to get this this problem done in Atlanta, which is the busiest airport in the world. All this has to be ironed out and pronto, because they got more folks coming in there to be flying along. Well, the news, which we are all, I think, weary of in 2017. We have a few week break, thank goodness, before we get this back going for a brand new year. The good news this year has been the economy, which continues to be strong in most every sector, as hard as it is to understand for the basic, you know, people out there like me. You do watch your investments and your 401ks go up, 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 and the gains that they just maintain on Wall Street are just remarkable. More record highs as the GOP tax plan works its way through Congress. That vote comes today, likely, and most people are on board with that. The House will vote tomorrow, and they have some people that are not real pleased about this. There is a great discussion among the media and others that this whole thing was done with a purpose. As discussed on this program, they have crammed this thing through as fast as they could. That was part of the plan. And there are senators who are a little teed off. They haven't seen the plan. They've seen the basic tenets of it, but they don't know what's in the plan. And so they hear about something new, and they say, I'm out, and they fix that, and so they're back in. But the whole thing was done with some kind of a plan in mind. Look, here's the basics of it. Just do it. So as time goes by, there are more things that you can read about how this affects you. And that is the key, I think, for everybody. And I read some of these things last night, and they had all these promises from Mr. Trump and whomever else that this will be a great, big, big, beautiful Christmas tax cut present. It really isn't, unless you are a corporation or extremely rich, I guess, but it does affect people at every income level. They ran down the savings if you make 40 grand a year and live by yourself. If you make 75 grand a year and have four kids. If you make over $500,000, you don't get a tax break, you're paying more. It's very, very nuanced, very specific things that are impossible for the average person to understand. So I would suggest to people, and you know, once we get back here from the old vacation time, I want to get somebody on a CPA to explain in just common language how this affects you. Because the savings, you know, I don't know what people spend per month on groceries and your budget and stuff. But this family of four thing that made 75 grand a year, they were going to save $2,400 something a year. When you break that down into 12 months, it's just not that big of a deal. So all of this, you know, over the top hype about this great, big, beautiful tax cut is really a bunch of baloney. But they're trying to sell you this, and people will believe anything that they're told repeatedly. So the president's plan and all of this may, in fact, do some good things for the economy. Nobody knows till we get there. But the corporate tax rate is being cut severely. The thought behind that, which is well-intentioned and a good idea in theory, is that these companies will take that savings and hire more people to work and keep the jobs in this country and improve the trade rate and all that stuff. Or will they keep the money for themselves and just get richer? That is the concern among those that watch from the outside. Will that really be a profitable thing for these companies? If they hire more people and job expansion is a real thing, then that's great. And if jobs, you know, stay in this country and don't go elsewhere, that's great too, if it happens. But all the projections of what it does to the debt and all that stuff, it doesn't matter what any of us think. It doesn't matter at all because we have no say in it, even though these people in government work for us. The tables are turned on most of this stuff, and they couldn't give a rat's ass what do you think about it. And you can't do anything about it. Today we'll talk to our friend from the Commercial Appeal, David Waters, who wrote an article from the average person's point of view about how this tax break is being taken by people. But I guess that if you're a big, you know, corporate dude at Apple or at some place, you're just, you know, tickled pink at this reduction. The rich folks get a pretty nice cut, but you know, whatever. It's always been this way, and it's going to always be this way. That's why, you know, normal folks like me and you play the lottery all the time, because you just want to get a big payday, and it's your only hope of ever being rich, or at least comfortable. So go buy some more Powerball stuff, and you just might win. Otherwise, you live your life, and you work your ass off, and you end up at 75 years old and you're still working and have no money because you've busted your butt for a long time, but you get no breaks because you're just the average guy or lady trying to get by. And that's how most people are. And so we will see how this goes today. And then it goes back to the House for, I don't know what the hell they're doing. So that is the lead story, I suppose. Plus the fact that the economy is doing great in most places. Unemployment is, you know, way down and may go even lower this year. They expect that to drop even more, and that is really good news. The Fed will likely have three more rate hikes in 2018. One suggestion here from experts says that the third one may be too many, and it may be the one that blows up the economy if they get too pushy with this. And other things like that that they're discussing that make no sense to most of us because they're speaking in finance terms, which we don't really understand. So it is good in some ways. It's iffy in some ways. It'll never be perfect. And so it's just the way life is. It is what it is, and we'll see how it affects you and me as time goes by. And this will not go into effect until after you do your stuff in April. And then I guess we'll find out more about those details as they become available. The other big lead story of the day was this awful scene outside of Seattle. Amtrak spent a long time and a bunch of money on this new high-speed rail that was to go from Olympia to some other city in Washington State. And on its first day yesterday, this thing, and the real caveat here is to note, and nobody has that much, they did not have all the implements in place that keep these trains from going too fast. Those had to be done by a certain date next year, so they weren't in place yet. And so this train, there are 13 or 14 cars on this train on its first day in service, took off, was going around a curve, and should have been going about 30. It was going 85. and it came off the rails. All but one car, I think, were they just fell off onto the freeway, onto cars and trucks. It's a grisly scene. And they had firefighters and the jaws of life and all that stuff going on. But people died, about six, I believe, and a dozens more were hospitalized. But they are backpedaling their ass off out there because here come the lawsuits on this thing. If these things weren't in place to slow this thing down naturally, somebody who was driving it had no idea what they were doing. 85 in a 30 on a curve with a train going that fast. What do you think's going to happen? So that is extremely sad and was tough to watch that go down. But happy holidays. Just one more ugly disaster that we have all the time. And it is unfortunate to see this. And we'll see how they handle it going forward. The other news, I don't know. Mr. Trump made some kind of speech that was a bunch. Well, it was about keeping us secure and safe. And we all want to be secure and safe. And the dismissal of climate change, I think, is the part that really bothers a lot of people. Many people don't understand it and don't care. And if your government tells you this is not to be worried about, it's a bunch of baloney. Well, if you believe that, you really are naive and you're not paying attention. There's just no way to debunk all these scientists and all these agencies of the government, like NASA and so on and so forth, whose reports are being denied and ignored by the powers that be. And someday, this will bite them in the rear end, likely after we're all dead and gone, if this planet is still here. But for the time being, it's being dismissed as it's not a problem. But this comes from people who live in ivory towers and don't look at anything except the fact that some of these things that involve the EPA and involve NASA and their suggestions and all of that, they are much more concerned about keeping the energy that we obtain from oil and natural gas in this country and coal, although coal is pretty much a dead issue, which somebody up in D.C. seems to understand, yet they want to keep those resources flowing because they provide money to us and to other countries. So that's pretty much at the foundation of the denial of climate change. If you start to, cutting through stuff from more of these pipelines and all these things that are being brought up, you're going to really anger some of the environmental folks. On the other hand, it's oil and gas that brings money and makes money. And so there's your argument for all of that. That's why it's been pretty much removed from the website of the government. They don't discuss the climate change. It's being dismissed as a security threat. Okay, well, as you sit back and watch this past year and the intensity of hurricanes, this fire on the West Coast that still is burning out of control and will for days on end, you may say it's just all part of a cycle. We weren't involved in that. And I suppose if you were in Houston or in Florida or in some of these spots that were wiped out and are still just destroyed by this past year, or if you live in California and have watched your state be consumed by fire repeatedly, maybe it's just the norm. But no, it's not the norm. And it's forecast to get worse every year. Every year becomes hotter and hotter. But then again, I saw a story that says that the sun is cooling, say some people. It's a game that they'll keep playing until the cows come home. And the big money will always win over any kind of common sense. So is it worth bitching about? I don't think so. It doesn't seem to matter to anybody much. There are so many groups who are trying to promote the environment and the care and nurturing of it, but it doesn't seem to be a priority for this current White House, and it's not going to ever be, because their concern is making more money and keeping us safe, whatever the hell that means, and all of that. So those words yesterday, I suppose, were, it was a nice speech by Donnie John, but what it means, I don't know. The wall came up again, and if that wall ever gets built, it'll be a miracle. On the other note, Bob Mueller and his team are still investigating this Russian situation, and this may take at least one more year. This quote came out this morning, which is about right. Watergate took about 18, 19 months. It's a very complex situation, and they have now all these thousands of new emails. And the right and Fox News are trying to convince everybody that this whole thing is a witch hunt and a scam, and they should just stop it and all that. Well, it's not a witch hunt, I don't think, or a scam. There's something hinky in this whole situation. If Trump can somehow avoid being implicated in this, well, then maybe he is innocent of wrongdoing. Was it his family, his aides, his assistants, his advisors? I don't know. Nobody seems to know. But there's one in the woodshed on this deal, and there's more than one. And they're going to find out what the answer is. And firing this guy would be extremely stupid. It's an admission of guilt if that happens. As they get nearer and nearer to some answers, you're not going to fire this guy or this investigation. So that's going to be in our news cycle all next year unless something just shuts it down. Who knows? The other headlines, let's see. I'm trying to look here and see what the heck else is going on. The government and their little secret UFO plan was pretty fun to hear about. And it's still being carried on but not being funded. Area 51 being discussed and all the UFOs that the military has seen and reported over the years is being talked about and all of that. The secret Pentagon program. Here's just one little Christmas news note. This is a brand new one to me. A company called, well, the first word is a bad word. It begins with S. SH and ends in T. The S Express allows you to send horse poop and other animal waste to people for Christmas without your name on it. They get a box of shite in the mail and there's no name on it. They take stuff to people's homes and you can only pay for it in Bitcoin. Whatever the hell that is. So I guess that nobody, or that helps you, they just can't trace the sender. $15 and the feces can be gift wrapped for somebody that you really hate this holiday season.
So it's not from a garden.
No, it's for, they're out somewhere picking up, you know, dog crap out of the yard and, you know, putting it in a box and getting it sold to somebody. I have no idea. But it's pretty crazy. This morning, our friend Kyle Vesey, his last appearance for the year from the mayor's office, will be here to discuss whatever there is to discuss. And on our return, January 9th, I believe, the mayor of this city will come to see us the day before he gives his big address about the city. Jim will be here on Tuesday morning, the 9th, to discuss his plans, his budget, his 2018 doings. So look forward to all of that with the mayor of our town, Jim Strickland. He'll be here for that at that time. And our buddy from the Commercial Appeal, the fine writer and overall good man, David Waters, will join us at that time. The Gun Exchange in Olive Branch has the big blowout sale as we get ever nearer to the holiday. You better hurry up. They're in Olive Branch, across from Corky's down there. Their phone number is 662-895-1111. Latest handguns, ARs, shotguns, ammo, they have everything. They buy, they sell, they trade new and used guns. They do consignments. They have layaway still. And they'll match anybody's price on any of their stock. They can order things for you, too, and get them maybe in time for the holiday. So hurry up. All the best brands of handguns, Glock, Sig Sauer, Ruger, and Taurus, all the names that that you know. So pop in there and ask questions about what they have. They buy entire gun collections and do many things at the Gun Exchange in Olive Branch across from Corky's. Go and see him. Also, if you're on a different note here, totally, Jeff down there, one of the owners, is hosting a baseball hitting camp in January. You can call him at the store and ask for more information. 662-895-1111. So ask about that with Jeff. But the main focus here is the Gun Exchange and their current stock and what they can get you just in time for the holiday season. Thank you, guys, at the Gun Exchange down there in Olive Branch. As we head into the very, very strange pattern of weather that is coming up here, today, rain, rain, rain. Today, tonight, and tomorrow, inches of rain. Thursday, it stops, gets to be about 70 or so, which is really weird. Then rain again all day Friday, and a cold front that comes in for the weekend with highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s, and rain, rain, rain. And there is some suggestion still, as they tease you into this, about snowflakes on Christmas Day. Who knows? That'd be cool, but they're hyping this in hope that you'll keep watching their TV station and their weather guy, because he's trying to pretend that he knows what's going on, and he doesn't. Hitting us, no. But it might. You ought to have some firewood by now, for goodness sake, from Woodland Tree. If you don't, the first day of winter is Thursday, and it'll be a high of upper 60s, near 70. That ain't going to last forever. So the firewood's a good deal for fireplaces and fire pits outside. And they got some left, but I wouldn't count on it being there much longer. Woodland Tree at Get Well Into 40, stop by and get it, or they'll bring it right to your house and stack it up. And they also can give you a look at all your trees and see what maybe needs some cutting back and some work on that. You know, as they're bare right now, it's easier to see what could be a problem for you in the spring. Woodland Tree, they are the best. Their website explains all their offerings, and they are arborists and good people that do really good work and have for over a decade now. Thank you to Taryn and Jesus and Joanna and Lindsay and all the people that work there and have for all these years, and their support of me on this show and for everything that we've all been through together. I thank them for their help and their sponsorship of this little waste of airtime. Thank you, Taryn, and all you guys. We'll do a break and come back and check the sports, I guess. I got no new services. I have no sports scores and nothing. So I'll just make some stuff up. And we'll do that after we have this break and come back. And then some dumbasses, and then Kyle Vesey and David Waters, and tickets for the Liberty Bowl, which is sold out. We'll get to those at some point today as well. Back in a moment.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.